There's a lot to see in this year-end rush to the movie market. According to our film critic, Harlan Jacobson, there are some quality films to round out a good year.
It's been a good December, Doug. Just some of the major titles that are out there to see include James Franco's The Disaster Artist, which finds fun and meaning in the worst movie of all time, The Room, made in 2003 by a couple of very strange actors. Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water is a sugar water addition to his fantasy canon, with Sally Hawkins in this one courting a Best Actress nomination as cleaning crew in a top-secret military research facility who's in the tank for an alien merman. Aki Kaurismäki's The Other Side of Hope is another in this Finnish director's world of very offbeat characters who make you glad to be alive at the movies. Star Wars The Last Jedi, the eighth installment in the series, has charmed some critics and predictably made some fanboys mad for doing some deep sixes and 180s on major characters in a buzz-buzz-blam world that demands an IMAX screen. This week also adds The Last Showman with Wolverine Hugh Jackman as P.T. Barnum in something that seems mostly like bunkum. Scott, Black Mass, and Crazy Heart Cooper is back with Hostiles, an old-school end-of-the-West western set in 1892, with Christian Bale as Captain Joe Blocker, the last of the Army's Indian fighters, ordered to safeguard passage of an Indian chief he knows firsthand the savagery of. He also must escort the chief's family, first through hostile Comanche and later through angry white man territory to a northern reservation. Deeply engrossing, Hostiles is great relief just for its wide-open spaces with cavalry, Comanche, and bruised people on a forced march of redemption starting under a hot sun and ending in white snow. It's a great ride. I revisited Molly's Game recently, which I first saw in Toronto, with Jessica Chastain as poker madam Molly Bloom. Nah, not that Molly Bloom from James Joyce's Ulysses, which Aaron Sorkin's script cleverly stops to deal with. Chastain's Molly Bloom deals straight-up poker to a circle of Trumpian brats, including Michael Cera, Chris O'Dowd, and Bill Kemp, who make you wish the Indians had won in Hostiles just to spare us everything to come in the current casino. Much as I like Molly's Game, it just doesn't play big screen all that well. Sorkin has written and directed from the real poker madam Molly Bloom's memoir about her journey from teenage Olympic skier, literally tripped up at Salt Lake in 2002, to rogue woman entrepreneur. The script leans on a lot of voiceover, but it's not alone in that this year. It cuts to the chase about men mostly being kids with dynamite strapped to their chests. The only men who deal straight up in Molly's Game are on different ends of her journey. Her dad, played by Kevin Costner, as a doctor and her ski coach, who comes to her later when she's in trouble in a moving night scene in Central Park. And, just as he did in Hidden Figures, Costner is able to cut through the clutter. And her defense attorney, played by Idris Elba.
You didn't do anything wrong.
I threw four people under the bus for $35,000, Charlie. I noticed you kept that out of your speech to the prosecutor.
No, don't do that.
I took advantage of gambling addicts. Donnie Silverman, my brilliant find. He lost $6 million on my table.
Stop.
Moved to Florida.
Uh-huh.
Got a job as a substitute teacher. Then hanged himself.
Oh, and
in
that's
his shower.
Your fault. That's
Donnie
not Silverman's your fault.
Donnie Silverman's dead. Harlan Eustace is in jail in Nevada, wishing he was. But that's not why I'm saying no.
You're not saying no.
I was named after my great grandmother.
I don't care.
Molly.
We
Dublin
will stay
Bloom
here all night until
name.
You understand. Until you understand, nobody gives a about your good name.
I do.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
Tell me why.
Because it's all I have left. Because it's my name.
It's not lost on Sorkin that it's a black man, Elba as the lawyer, who's able to use the empathy he learned at home before going to law school to break through to federal prosecutors looking to break her back again. This Molly Bloom has a spine of steel as she says, no, 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 in New York, as passionately as her non-namesake Molly Bloom said, yes, 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 she said, in Joyce's Dublin. Between Molly's Game and Frances McDormand's Angry Mom and Martin McDonagh's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, a Fargo Light story, The consistently late-blooming Annette Bening and Paul McGuigan's Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool as 50s Hollywood siren and crack-up Gloria Graham, Craig Gillespie's I, Tonya, which tells the Tonya Harding story her way, with Margot Robbie as Tonya and Allison Janney as her Trump-based mom in a film that turns figure skating into the NHL, and, in her own very sweet way, Greta Gerwig's sensational Lady Bird. The end of 2017 is a flotilla of bad girl cinema that is the most engaging, revealing, and fun work on screen. You could and should see all of them to round out the larger picture of women circa now. Who's mad, where they come from, how very different they are, and how each comes to batter the 100-foot wall. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.